So 1 year anniversary. This week is the 1 year anniversary of my finding out about my husband's long term, many, many year, emotional, somewhat physical affair, no intercourse according to him. And I don't know how to handle the horrible days I'm still having with him. I'm still with him, and he says this is what he truly wants, but the affair went on for so many years, and he was so distant emotionally and cruel on a regular basis that I'm still having difficult time getting past those memories of those years and of the mistreatment and of his not loving me, but always thinking he was in love with the other woman and just staying with me because he didn't believe in divorce. For example, we went on a trip this past weekend with some of our adult children who planned the trip and just wanted us to go. It was the same place we had gone to as a family 3 years ago. We went to an amusement park one day, which we did on the first trip, and I cried the entire day because all I could think about was that when we were there before, he just wanted to be there with the other woman. I said that to him, and he didn't deny that was the way he thought about it and what he wanted when we were there before. It is like this with all of my memories of anything during those 20-plus years of his affair. How am I supposed to handle this week and the next few weeks? At this time, a year later, after I found out that he was still saying he loved the other woman, he wouldn't notice. He would not say he loved me, and also said some very hurtful things. He even went to the hotel 3 days to figure out what he felt. This was even after the other woman called him and told him she had no feelings for him and never wanted to see or hear from him again. What will make the next 2 or 3 weeks in the holidays bearable? And thank you very much for writing that in. You know, I think that some of it is grieving. You know, when people say, how long does it take to get past an affair? I think the length actually has a lot to do with it. It's obviously the pain created by a one-night stand may be as acute as the pain created by a 20-year affair or by pornography or whatever. But somebody whose mate has been involved in an affair for decades, 16, 20 years, 20 plus years, the amount of material that you have to process and the number of potential reminders and just memories are so much more. And so I do think that it makes it very difficult. So first off, I just want... You know, I want you to know you're not crazy. And I think that in terms of one thing you can do is write down how you want to be able to respond. How do you choose to respond when these things come? And decide what you want your path to be. What type of role do you want to play in responding to that? What type of, if we look at your life as a story and you have a character, how is your character responding to the tragedy that's occurred? Because it is most definitely a tragedy. And how would you like your character to be able to respond in the story of your life? One of the things that I would recommend after you do that is that you get a piece of paper that you keep with you. And every time the painful memories come, try to write down what is it that triggered the memory or triggered the pain. What was the thought? And then look and see if, you know, there is a lie involved. Write down what's the lie. And then on the other side of the paper, write down, you know, what is the truth? Because I think frequently... You can go, I feel this way, but I know this. And our feelings don't necessarily always reflect truth. And I think the problem with the way we cognitively deal with thoughts in our mind when those triggers come and those emotions flood, and those emotions are real. I'm not saying that you shouldn't even have them. I mean, I think anybody would have them. But if we sit there and say, look, I know that he's chosen to be with me and he's getting his act together, but I still feel blah, blah, blah. Well, at that point, when you put the but in the middle of the sentence, you literally, you know, discount everything that came in front of the but. So a great technique is to reverse the order of that sentence. I feel this, but I know the truth. And then you write the truth on the other side of the paper. And with a but in the middle between the feeling comes first and what you're feeling, and then, but, what's the truth? Don't operate just simply off the feelings, but begin to look at realities. Begin to recount places of miracles over the past year as a reminder. And I think that's a powerful thing to do. Places where you've seen God move. Places where you've begun to see changes that God is doing, almost like building an Ebenezer, you know, is that there comes a point in time that I know that he's trying to do something. I would hope that someone's helping your husband know how to respond well when you're struggling, that he can be present for you, and he still allows you to talk, and he still tries to understand, that he still tries to help by being honest with you. And because I think that's also going to be an important part of your healing. And if he's doing that, I think you'll find that that will help to some extent. But you do need him, I think, to be able to listen and let you process. And it's still part about you trying to work out, as I was talking about in the earlier situation, you're still trying to figure out the story. And what is that story? And because it may still seem too incoherent to you. It may still not be consistent. And that's where the trauma lives. And hopefully over time, a new story is formed. I know that people who walk through this thing, I think, begin to see amazing, over time, victories. And begin to see how loss can be transformed into something amazing that you never would have imagined. It's too early for that. We're still grieving right now. But at least in that grieving, try to see God. Try to understand at one level. There's going to be meaning from this, that from this ashes, from these ashes, life will come. And live in that hope. And as you go through the holidays, so live in the hope that God is going to transform the loss. Begin to, you know, capture the feelings and then write down what is the truth. Don't always believe the feeling. Make a list of all the victories and the things you've seen that have been miracles just this year. And know that this isn't the end of the journey. It will be a painful season. Grieving is grieving. Find someone else besides him that you can talk to who doesn't mind just being with you while you talk. Your talking about it will be huge. And hopefully that will help you get through the season. I know it's incredibly difficult.